We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Carter.
I was waiting for him to, like, there was a pause and I'm like, is he going to add to the grievance? Because I don't need to hear any more about that. It's not pleasant.
Carter in KCK. Carter, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
So I'm a courier driver. My grievance is with bathrooms that you have to be a paying customer for, like at those fast food places that are connected to the gas stations.
Yeah.
I'm on the road for 8-9 hours a day, and I drink about 1.5 to 2 gallons of water a day.
Can you not use a Twic quip?
I'm all around the metro area, so sometimes it's on a quick trip nearby. I'll just pull off to the closest one.
Right. Do they really stop you and say something, Carter? Like, I'm sorry, you got to buy a bag of chips?
Yeah, every time.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I didn't know that they were so stringent about their toiletries.
Can I read something funny from
whatever you want.
Leawood Parks and Rec? I'm on their website because I was thanking the construction workers today. Due to a fecal incident at the Aquatic Center, this is August 1, we will be closing today. The pool will reopen tomorrow. You know, in charge of their Twitter account had to type those words with a straight face.
Somebody crapped the pool.
Due to a fecal incident at the...
just
why
say
can't
it,
they just post the video from Caddyshack?
Drew in Olathe, 586-7798. We do have a line open if you want to grab it. Drew, hello.
Hey, guys. I have a grievance and a quick gratitude. My grievance is with Dana. Oh, geez, Dana. You had to go and criticize Home Ec. I loved Home Ec. I took it. I'm a guy. I think it's a great thing for life skills. And, yes, I do think sewing serves a purpose. And a lot of people, I think, probably should take Home Ec because some of them tend to not cook well and they burn dishes.
Yes, Drew, I cannot make crab apple jelly. And maybe if I'd paid attention in Home Ec, that it would have turned out better. You are right.
And my quick gratitude is you've heard my grievance about how they present autistic people as being all geniuses on television. There's a show I watched. Granted, it still had some of that same foible, but it actually presented another episode which showed a wider spectrum of how people are who are autistic, and I'd like to applaud the show. Do you mind if I mention the name of the show?
You can name the show, for sure.
I've seen it. You can go ahead.
It's called Extraordinary Attorney, I believe, Young Woong. It's on Netflix.
Are you having a stroke?
It's a Korean show. It's really good, actually.
Oh.
So, y'all have a good day.
Okay, Drew. Are you all right over there?
Can we replay that? What just happened?
Created by...
I'm not...
I love Drew.
Making fun of anyone's
name. We're laughing with him.
I am not making fun of anyone's name. I did not realize it was a Canadian director, but that did not sound like... It sounded like he went...
Steve in Peculiar. God love you, Drew, man. I'm just kidding on you. Steve, hello.
Hello. My grievance is with 87,000 new IRS agents. Mm. I think we could have used 87,000 new school security guards instead.
Fair grievance.
sad point, but yes, point well taken.
Who is next? James in Kansas City. James, you are up, sir.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
You bet.
So I have a grievance with whatever circumstances have prevented you guys from doing the community shows that you used to do forever ago. Yeah. I've been listening on and off since I think like my sophomore year of high school. I have since graduated college, so like from like 15 to like I'm 22 now. So I've been listening since like Rod was on the show.
James, we love it, and the only explanation I can give you is this: when COVID hit, it's COVID related.
Oh, I'm sure.
They did not want Scott and I and Sam, certainly Sam, who's the most important part of the show, because without Sam there is no show.
No doubt.
They did not want us in the same place at the same time in a packed space. And it was no more magical than that. They just didn't think it was a good idea. Now, that being said, could we both get COVID at the same time and do the show from home? I suppose we could. We really don't want to do that. And we have passed along the request. And we had listeners stop by yesterday.
Yep.
When are you going to do a live show again?
We don't know.
Yeah,
is the answer. Somebody on the text line, a very astute listener, says they think they have seen Drew.
He's the chef.
Waiting the flapping jack and hooting.
God, I love the chef. Best character ever.
Drew,
we kid because we love.
Drew, we're just goofing on you for fun. All right, man?
Very difficult name to pronounce.
Yes.
It's going to hurt it. Chocolate.
All right, let's get to it. It is Festivus Friday. Dave in Olathe. Dave, hello.
Hey, so my grievance is when they resurface roads, they remove the top layer of the road, and then for three weeks now, Shawnee Mission Parkway, they haven't repaved it. Can the road removers and the road putter honors kind of coordinate together a little better, or I don't understand the big deal.
Dave, the road removers and the road putter-honors should definitely be in constant communication. And like if the road remover is like, I'm going to be a remover today, then the putter-honor should come by the next day and put on what was removed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I drive Shawnee Mission Parkway almost its entirety every day of my life. Where are you seeing this road construction?
It's Maurer over Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Got it. Okay.
Between the Walmart and the Target.
Yes, I know exactly where you're talking.
I drive it every single day.
And the road putter-honors have not come and done their job after the road taker offers did theirs.
Correct.
All right. Maurer Road over Shawnee Mission Parkway. Dave, we got it. Thank you, man. Ben in Bonner Springs. Ben, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing quite well. Thank you.
All right. So my grievance is with all the political weirdos, nut bars, and whack jobs that if you try to have a conversation with them and you disagree with something that they say, the automatic answer is that you're somehow a Biden supporter or vice versa, and they're just diehard set on cutting you off and making it some big thing if you just happen to disagree and you're not even trying to be that political about it.
Well said.
Can I add to that? Grievance, because this happened to me today and it just threw me into a rage. I was added into a group text and I don't even remember by who, but there were probably 10 phone numbers on it. I was added into that group text and it was just a dump of political garbage back and forth. I don't even know who some of the phone numbers were. And I just removed myself from the chat, deleted the chat. I don't know that there's anything worse than the unsolicited political group chat. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Don't do it. Don't do it. I wanted to reply, like, you know, crank some Simon and Garfunkel and have a beer and enjoy the Friday. Just.
I'd rather argue if Van Halen was better with David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar.
I'm not going to be involved in this. I'm not going to go, oh, yeah, you know, take me off this thread.
Did you ever respond at all?
No.
Or did you just exit yourself?
No.
Were others jumping in there going, no?
Oh, yeah. And then my phone just starts going,
oh, no.
And I'm like,
no.
I don't know who started this. This is not the day. I've got a child leaving for college tomorrow.
Yeah.
Take your political garbage and shove it directly where the sun
yep.
does not shine.
Right.
I got a lot of stuff going on, and this group chat ain't even in the top 1,000 things I got going on my mind right now.
From the text line, grievance, how many times I've heard the word moist on this radio program today?
It's not moist. It's a moist towelette museum.
But you have to say the word moist.
Well, that's not my fault.
And the person is grieving about the times that they've heard moist.
Not my fault that that's the name of the museum.
My grievance is that nobody has patience anymore, writes 3013. I was inside of a fast food restaurant. I saw a woman getting upset with a worker over the fact that her food was not done yet after waiting 10 minutes. The worker responded by saying, "We're short-staffed. There's only 4 of us running the store right now. Everywhere is short-staffed. You are sometimes going to have to wait longer for things, and people just need to get over it." Okay. Scott in Independence. Scott, hello.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I'm going to hit you with the two-piece here. My first grievance is, with all of these people who call in and say, "Hi, guys." Last time I checked, the guy was a male. That just grates on my nerves.
Scott, that's very sweet. It doesn't bother me. Hey, guys.
Yeah, my second part is with you, Scott.
Okay.
I love you. I had a chance to meet you all back in the old world, back at 54th Street in Blue Springs. But, Scott, I've heard you make several references just in the last calendar year. I know it's off the cuff. I know it's just in joking. But about, are you having a stroke? Oh, my God, what's wrong with you? Do you have a stroke? Well, 5 years ago, April, I had a stroke. And until you have one, you don't realize what it's like. So, brother, it's not funny.
Okay.
It's not something to joke about. Just wanted to get that off my chest.
I appreciate that.
I do, too, Scott.
I appreciate that you bringing that to my attention.
I do, and we will be more careful. I have said certain things that are go-to phrases of mine, like I'd rather fling myself out a window. I used to say that a lot. I try not to say that anymore.
Because some people have flung
themselves
out a window.
It's happened. And we had a listener call in about it. And then you think, oh my gosh, like, you know, how many words do you think we say in 1 week? How many, honest to God, if you had to count, it would be a mind-blowing number.
It would be over tens of thousands.
And then you would have to multiply that by 4 weeks times 52 weeks a year times 11 years. It is a staggering, staggering number of hours that we're sitting in here talking.
Yeah, and Scott, your grievance is well taken, and I don't see it as criticism as much as a polite critique, and that's how I'll take it, and I will try to do better. You're right. It is an old, flippant, go-to comeback, if you will, and I'll try to be better about it. Okay. And thank you for the call. Thank you for the polite critique. And I appreciate that more than you know. Candy in Kansas City. Candy, hello.
Hi. Hi, Candy. Go ahead.
Well, actually, Kathy, but.
Kathy, sorry. Beg your pardon.
I guess my grievance is with the lawyers.
Awesome.
I'm out here. I'm 72 years old. I'm working my butt off because I sold a bar and the man still owes me $90,000. I've sued him twice. Can't get the money. The lawyers say, well, there's really nothing we can do. I thought lawyers were supposed to be able to do something for you in that case.
So, Candy, you sold a bar, and I'm guessing you got some money up front, but he still owes you $90,000, but you've probably signed over the deed and the paperwork to somebody, and now you can't get your money.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I am so sorry.
Oof. Like I said, I'm 72. I'm out here working. I listen to you guys all day long, every day, though.
Well, thank you, Candy, for that.
Candy, we appreciate that, and I wish you luck, my friend. That is a legal nightmare. I don't even know where to begin.
Do appreciate the call, Candy. Good luck with that. Jason, Annie, Amy, Mark, you guys all hang tight. We'll get with everyone in just a moment as we continue with Festivus Friday here on Dana and Parks.
Thank you. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back to Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Michael Franti will be in town tonight at Grinders. Hope to see a lot of you out there. Jason in Lee Summit. Jason, hello. Jason, let me try it again. Maybe I got fat fingers. Jason.
There you go.
Hey, hello, how are you?
Sorry about that, partner.
Hi.
Oh, that's all right. My grievance is losing so many legendary music figures all at the same time.
Amen.
You know, I mean, we had Judith Durham, lead singer of The Seekers. Lamont Dozier, all that composer of how many countless Motown hits, and Olivia, all in the same week.
That's right.
It's just terrible. And, you know, just want to say, I know so many people talk about Grease being such a huge accomplishment, but let's all remember that this Olivia has sold 100 million records.
Yes, she did.
Worldwide over the course of her career. How amazing is that?
Yeah, no doubt. It puts her in a class that few have been able to match. There is, and when she died earlier this week, Dana and I were talking about her film career. I have never seen any of her movies, honest to God. That does not mean that she was not an unbelievable force in the entertainment world. And you're absolutely right, Jason. She was a chart-topping singer before she ever became a blockbuster actress, and she had reached a level in the music industry that very, very few people get to. Annie in Prairie Village. Annie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing very well.
And gal.
Hi, thank you. Go ahead.
Well, I had a different grievance before this happened. But my mother asked me to a movie this weekend, and I'm going to go see Top Gun.
Ooh!
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, no, I have not.
Oh, you're going
to
love it.
So, yeah, no, we're trying to make one trip weekends, and this is a easy one. But it's at 4:15, and she said, do you want to do dinner before? And I'm like, what?
At 4:15?
Down dinner? A sit-down dinner. How do you do a sit-down dinner before a 4:15 meal?
I don't know, but that's awesome.
A 4:15 movie. I'm sorry, but a 4:15 movie. I mean, you can't possibly do that before.
You might, Annie, at like a Furs cafeteria.
But I love my mother dearly, and I looked at her, and I just said, are you crazy? Like, what are you thinking? This is a 2-hour and 12-minute movie, and I live with my mom, so, and we eat dinner at 6:30, generally, and I just go, why? Mm. Why?
Mm.
Yeah, 4:15 is a little early even for me. Yeah,
I don't even think they have the tapioca pudding prepared that early. Annie, thank you for the
great
laugh.
Great grievance.
By the way, a grievance from the text line from 6516. Ugh, the Yellow Jackets are now in Lawrence. The folks who are in the intersections, you guys know who we're talking about. Raising money. It is a scam. We talked about it in depth yesterday, the day prior, and in the 3 o'clock hour today. It is a scam. The folks who are raising money for Nadia or Samuel or Maria, and they all need a bone marrow transplant, or they all just recently died and it's a funeral. It is a traveling scam. They are at 31st in Iowa.
You know why? Because they know that city is being flooded today and tomorrow with parents dropping their kids off.
31st in Iowa in Lawrence, which is right where you get off the highway and head north.
You get in front of a mama dropping that first kid off tomorrow in the city of Lawrence and start pounding on that car, my money's on the mom.
They are extremely aggressive. We certainly do not encourage you to engage them, but we will encourage you not to give them your money. The quicker they can not make any money, the quicker they get out of our town. They are locusts. Mark in... on line four. Mark, hello.
Mark. Hi, Mark, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, is it? Oh, it's Mike.
Mike, sorry, man.
Yeah. Hey, guys, and Dana, how y'all doing?
So good.
My grievance is with the talk about independence going to a 4-day school week.
Yes.
I'm a school bus driver, and us bus drivers always get the short end of all these big decisions, you know, like, during COVID, we were last in line when thinking about, you know, the routes and all that stuff. 4-day work week, you know, we're all part-time workers. We work 20 to 24 hours a week. If we go to 4 days, that cuts us down to 16 to 20 hours a week. And, you know, I don't know if they'll think about that. They usually don't, but that's my grievance.
Hey, Mark, I am so glad that you called in with that grievance. It is so true. It is unique. It is a great grievance. And I had one listener reach out this week with a similar concern. They said no one is thinking about the more part-time staff, and this will decimate their paychecks. And well, I think it was a lunch lady who reached out and said that.
The school bus drivers and lunch ladies would be the most affected. Amy, calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Amy, hello.
I'm actually in Kansas City,
okay.
But okay, so I have two grievances. I'm going to go with my worst one first.
Okay.
It's all about high school politics and how they decide on who gets to play the sport, not based on their ability, but based on
who you know. Yep.
Exactly. So, happened to my daughter. Okay, so number two, I've been wanting to call in with this one for Jennifer Nearmore. So I've called you before, and we're going to have some wet weather on Thursday. We got some thunderstorms coming on Friday. But what happened to the Jennifer Nearmore KMBZ weather? Now we've got Jennifer Nearmore and the KMBZ Max Motors Weather Center.
Wow. You are right, Amy. We lost the KMBZ weather.
Yes, I miss that.
Now that you say that, I kind of miss it too. I forgot.
Can you do it?
Right,
Wait, hang on. You made us laugh. Can you do it? Yeah. Do the outro one more time.
Which one? The Jennifer Nearmore KMBZ weather.
And what is it? What's the new one?
Well, now it's I'm Jennifer Nearmore in the KMBZ Max Motors Weather Center.
Thank you for the laugh. Stephen in Olathe. Stephen, hello.
Hey, gals. So, hello. You know, sitting down at dinner at 2:15 and then going to your 4:15 movie is actually perfect because you can get out of movie and go have supper afterwards. But
okay, so, yeah, that's true.
My grievance is with people who throw around generic comments and just make them into nonsensical meanings now. So, you know, maybe he is a reverend, but he is definitely second to Rob Babcock. And if Rob Babcock, if you guys could do that show without Rob Babcock.
Yes, Rod with a D, but yes.
You guys can do it without Sam Stevie, the second best.
We will not challenge your grievance, Stephen, and we do miss Sam when he is gone.
Antonia in Lawrence.
Hi, Antonia.
I don't know what that grievance was about. Hi, Antonia.
Hey, Dana. I know you're a frequenter of Lawrence.
Well, hello.
I am so tired of the construction in Lawrence, Kansas.
It's kind of everywhere, isn't it?
It is everywhere.
Have you seen the scammers around town today? Because they're in your city.
Yeah, I know. I live in Lawrence, born and raised. It is insane.
Where are they doing construction the worst?
Oh, you cannot get through most of the main intersections. The cut-throughs, you cannot get through there. And it's move-in week or move-out week.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is crazy. My daughter started driving last week, and I'm like, you have to watch out for the college kids. Dana, you know Kentucky and Tennessee Street.
I know. My daughter the other day goes, I don't understand these one ways. And I go, please figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out quick.
Oh, yeah. We've already had 2 one-way accidents.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yep. And it is just insane. Construction on 23rd Street, 19th Street. It is insane. And why do they do it?
Well, I'll tell you this, Antonia, as you're speaking, 7072 just wrote in, construction in Lawrence is everywhere, and I mean everywhere. I hadn't been to Lawrence this summer. I had no idea.
That's on you.
Well, at least they're going to look real nice. The street's going to look real good. Doug and Mike and the others, you guys hang tight. You guys are all next on Festivus Friday, 586-7798. If you don't mind, I don't have a grievance this week. I have a go get 'em and a way to maintain your altitude award that I would like to hand out today to meteorologist Aaron Little over at Channel 5. I just saw this come across on Facebook. She shared... Aaron Little did, and you, having been in TV as long as you were, Dana, you received plenty of emails that criticized you for the way that you looked, whether it was something you wore, your hair that day,
your
whatever.
Makeup.
So Aaron Little shared an email she received from a viewer named Teresa.
Mm.
Teresa wrote to Aaron Little at Channel 5, you do know that you can wear colors other than orange and red. Why don't you try blue or purple? You can also wear sleeves and dresses that are not skin tight. My husband and I have started changing the channel when you come on. Mm-hmm. And Aaron shared her response. Hello, Teresa. Thank you for taking the time to email me. Mm-hmm. You are correct. I do love red, pink, and yellow dresses. These colors bring me joy, and I do wear them often to work at KCTV 5. I am sorry that they are not your favorite, but I respect your opinion. I teach my children to lead with kindness, regardless of how someone tries to make you feel. That being said, I wish you all the best. There was a lot between the lines there.
Now, why don't you go, Teresa?
This is you, not Aaron. This is you.
Good for you, Aaron. She is one of the kindest, loveliest people I ever had the privilege of knowing in that business.
So my you go get them and way to maintain your altitude award this week goes to Aaron Little.
Boom, girl.
Well done. Doug calling in on line 1. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Scott and Dana. Hi. I had the pleasure of meeting you guys several years ago over in Leawood when you had one of your outings.
Oh, welcome.
I assure you the pleasure was ours.
Oh, absolutely. It was a great evening. Don't really have a grievance other than hard surfaces. I took kind of a nasty spill about today's 4 weeks.
Oh, no.
Recovering from a spinal fracture. I just wanted to call and let everybody know this is a great town, that everything we talked about on here is great. I get a little choked up trying to find my way back to the top. But I've got a little, you know, I got a lot of the hardships a lot of other people have, and all you got to do is just keep getting back it up and fight. Just get back up and fight. It's going to be a long road ahead of me. And I apologize for doing this on the air. But for whoever can help me or whoever can hear me, just because you've been knocked down doesn't mean you can't get back up.
Doug, that is beautiful, and I can hear the emotion in your voice, and I am so sorry. I think he said it was a trip and fall. Didn't you hear that, Scott?
He did 4 weeks ago, yeah.
I had a girlfriend who had the same thing happen and is almost seriously lucky to not be severely injured based on where she was when she fell.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry that it happened to you, Doug, and just...
I love the message,
it's
going to
be a long rehab, but you can get through it.
Amen. Doug, God bless you, brother. Mike in Grandview. Mike, hello.
Hey. How are you to do better? And Dana?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm a truck driver with hazmat. And when you get your license renewed, you have to renew your hazmat test. You got to go do your fingerprints, background check, renew all that stuff.
Yeah.
Last Monday, I had to take a PTO day to get that fingerprints background done. And Tuesday through Friday, I worked 46 hours. So I was like, cool. 54-hour check, 14 hours overtime. Yeah, I got my check today. I got paid for 6 hours of overtime. PTO does not go towards your overtime.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Not very happy, but love the show.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Thank you. Josh in North Kansas City. Josh, hello.
Hey, guys, if I could, just before I do my grievance real quick, I'm 32 years old, and about 10 years ago, I broke 4 vertebrae. So, Doug, you can get through it, brother. I got through it. I'm working again, man. You'll be right. Keep your head up. But my grievance is with most people in America. Like, I'm at the point I'm pretty much fed up with it. Like, empathy, sympathy,
yeah,
work ethic, self-accountability, self-awareness. Just people, everyone's so self-centered. Not everyone, but a lot of people nowadays. It's horrible. And that's why you guys have so many traffic grievances, because you see the way people are, yeah, deep down by the way they drive. And it's just horrible nowadays. I'm sick of it.
Josh, if it makes you feel any better, though, I let a woman merge in. Her lane was ending this morning on my way into work, and I got my first courtesy wave in years.
I'm a big courtesy waiver. I always go,
I'm not saying people don't do it. I no one seems to give them anymore. And this woman gave me a courtesy wave, and I was like, oh my God, a courtesy wave.
I will say, Scott, I mean, I've called in, I think you guys know me by now, but I do utility work. I've been driving a lot for years. And I do courtesy waves. I help people over there. I see it all the time where people do something good, but I also, it's almost 50-50 nowadays, and that just disgusts me.
Josh, do appreciate the call, man. Paige in Bonner Springs. Paige, hello.
Hello, how are you guys? You're my hero.
Wow. We didn't earn it, but thank you. We're well.
Well, my grievance is that we are smack dab in the middle of truce country.
Uh-huh.
And we have to hear Prescott, NFL Sunday Ticket, whatever. Well, I wouldn't send my Sunday ticket to watch it, and we got Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Wait, is this an anti-Chiefs or a pro-Chiefs grievance? I'm a little...
It's pro-Chiefs. We're right smack dab in Chiefs country, and we have to listen to Dak.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so Paige, it's funny that you mentioned this, because last night my son goes, like, you know it's football. You know it's Red Friday tomorrow. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, the Chiefs play Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what? Like, it just doesn't feel like it should be here yet, but it is here.
Oh, the memes have already gone out on Facebook where it's Leonardo DiCaprio with the glass. Oh. And it just says, here's to not having another weekend without football until February. Oh, yeah, it all starts this week. All right, we got to get out of here, everybody. Don't forget to check out the podcast. It is available at KMBZ.com, the Dana and Parks podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he is today's finest man in America, Chris Minders. Sam Stevie returns on Monday. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we will see you Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.